All right, I want to go back to the question that we gave yesterday in the Tosfos Havidavah Shebe'erva, which is on the heels of the Tosfos earlier of Eidach HaNemen B'Yisurin, where Tosfos establishes the makor of this cloud, this principle, being the Safra La of Nida. The Safra La La'atzma. Tosfos wonders, in the previous Tosfos wonders that if that's the makor, then how can the Gemara here suggest that an Eidach is not Neman, the makom of Ischazik Yisura? Seemingly, that case of Nida is Ischazik Yisura, she is Suadam, and she's Tamei based on that. Tosfos gives the answer, says two things. Eina Becheskas Chiteiroa Kosha, Uksha'abra Shiva Tahora Memela. So the fact that she saw already doesn't mean that she's Becheskas to continue to see, so she can therefore declare that she didn't see, she had Shiva Nakiyim. Somebody showed him to stop at that. The Ran just quotes that part. Tosfos adds, the gam biyada litfo. What are the two things? The gam biyada litfo. So then if there's biyada, then how can you learn out the Eidach HaNemen B'Yisurin without biyada? In fact, the Masha, answers the Masha based on the Rashba, that Tosfos is really saying that there are two inyanim within Nida, and both of which can teach us halachas of Eidach. Eidach HaNemen B'Yisurin by lois chazik without biyada, and the Eidach is Neman with his Chazik with Biyada. How do you see both things within the Safra of Nida? Because you have two issues. Number one, that which she's saying that she didn't see Dam, she has Shiva Nakiyim. So on that declaration, on that aspect of Hilchas Nida, you have a lowest Chazik, because just because she saw Dam doesn't mean she's going to continue to see Dam. And that's not Biyada. That's not Biyada, right? The other issue is that even after that, she's still tamei until she goes to the mikvah. So that issue is a schazik yisura, because presumably she's presumed to be tamei until she goes to the mikvah. But she can say she did, and that's because of biyada. And that's the kala biyada that we also learn out from the Safra La. Let's emphasize something here about the biyada, because we know that biyada, there's a biyada that works even by Davar Shebe'erva in general. That's like Baal She'amar Kirashti Es Ishti that we saw in Rabbi Basra, Kaflam Adalek. But when we say biyada works by Eidach HaNemen B'Yisurin against his chazik, it's even if it's not based on Migul, even if it's Migul Mafrei, it's not biyada right now. When we say that we're learning out biyada works by Eidach HaNemen B'Yisurin, we're not just talking about a biyada of Migul. Because the case of Shechita, for example, which is biyada, by biyada Lishchal, does Tosfos start off, that's too late, you can't do it now. So you have to assume, Pasha, you have to assume that for learning out, as the Masha says, from Nida, that Biyada works against his Chazik, it's because not every situation does she have the mikvah right now, in front of her. Maybe she's, you have to assume, otherwise you always have Biyada of Amigo, and we're trying to learn out Biyada in general. So you have to assume that it's not always mamish available to her, but that's the code biyada as well, because she could have it. In theory, she could, and so on. This is the Tosfos previously. Then comes the Tosfos Havidavah Shebe'erva. Tosfos learns pshat in the sugya. The Gemara starts by saying, how could you accept this answer, Eidach HaNemen B'Yisurin, that's where the shliach is neman. But the Gemara says it's only true by lois chazik yisura. And here it says Chazik Yisur De'esh Esish. And the Gemara continues and says Havidavah Shebe'erva. So why are we bringing this in? We already made the kasha clear from the fact that it says Chazik Yisur. Says Tosfos, Haidinakadavah Shebe'erva Omeri, because the Gemara in the Shaka V'Tar and Yevamis entertains the possibility that from Tevel Konamos Hegdish we can learn out to the case of an Eidacha that says Meis Baila. And the Gemara only pushes back afterwards. No, that's because of Biyada. But the Gemara initially uses that as a raya that even if you have Ischazik Yisura, the Gemara first says Ischazik Yisura is already different. And therefore you can extrapolate to Eidach. So the Gemara asks the Kasha of Ischazik, the Gemara asks the Kasha of Davar Shebe'erva. The Gemara says, no. But you have Tevel Konamos Hekdeshos. So the Gemara is assuming that it works even against Ischazik Yisura. What about Davar Shebe'erva? That was Tosfos Kasha. Tosfos brought in that chiluk of Lahatir being different. It's not Dumi Yudu Davar. But meanwhile, the Gemara is assuming that ischazik yisur is not a barrier by yirach nem yisur. If that's true, the Gemara has to add another point. That's the point here of Dama Shever. That's part one of Tosis. Rabbi Akiva Eger was medayik from this chilk of Tosis, that Tosis holds that the problem of Dama Sheva'erva requiring Shnayim is only together with Ischazik Yisur. So the Gemara, in effect, is asking the Kasha, either Ischazik Yisur by itself is a problem here, because Eidach Nem Yisur in general, even by Shari Yisur, not Dama Sheva'erva, is not Neman against Ischazik. And even if you say it is, but not if it's Ischazik by a Dama Sheva'erva. But not that if you have a Dama Sheva'erva without Ischazik Yisur, Eidach Neman. But otherwise, Tosis could have simply learned the Gemara the way the Ramban learns the Gemara. Chada ve'od kamar. The Gemara is asking, Kasha number one, Ischazik Yisur is the problem? And even if it wasn't Ischazik Yisur, I have an independent problem of Dama Sheva'erva. Tosis didn't say it. Tosis sticks with his Chazak Yisura, and if that's not a barrier by itself, then bring in Davish HaBe'erva, meaning Davish HaBe'erva with his Chazak Yisura. So the Kibbeger concludes from this Tosis, is Meduyuk, on that famous Machokas that we start out with the Beis HaLevi, and all the different Shitas on either side, and she was Maimini with the case of the Reuben Shekidesh, and he said with Kadesh Esri, that if you only have his Chazak Yisura, it's okay with an Eidach, even by Davish HaBe'erva. Problem is, how do you read the next line of Tosis? Tosis Mineo Vei seems to contradict that. Because Tosis concludes, the same Tosis, Havidav Sheva Erva, and says, let's even assume now, Eidach HaNemen, by Shari, even by Yischazik Yisura, V'Rabi Yado, if I would go that route, and go with that line of Gemara and Yevamos, that Eidach is Neman, even against Yischazik, so you must have some mucker for that, whatever it is. Even by Ischazik and Rabbi Yado. So then the question is, what do you need besafra lav nida? Besafra la is only going to tell me, that like I said before, where you have lo Ischazik and biyada. The biyada litvo, the lo Ischazik shatira kosha. But if you're telling me that you believe even against Ischazik and Rabbi Yado, then what do you need besafra lav nida? That's Tosis Kash. And for Tosis, the Salka Daitach, the Chashid Kemo Dava Sheva Erva. What would I think without Besafra La? That there'd be a problem by Nida, because Nida would be called Dava Sheva Erva. So Tosis, Nistama means, and what is the Kamash Malan of the Pasuk? That why is he believed? Because of the earlier Tosis, right? Because we don't view Nida as Dava Sheva Erva, because Dava Sheva Erva is limited in scope to Oin Yanim of Ishas. Okay. But within this Salka Daitach, what is Tosis telling us? That if I would consider Nida to be Dava Sheva Erva, then you would think that she's not believed because of Dava Sheva Erva. The problem is, Tosis said before that it's not Ischazik. So that means Tosis would be saying that Dava Sheva Erva without Ischazik needs Shnai. That's against what we were just medayik from the beginning of Tosis. That's our problem. Tosis Minei Obey. That's not Mishnah Pel. How do you read the Tosis? How do you read part one of Tosis together with part two of Tosis? Right? The truth is that the very point itself that the Safra Allah has in it, number one, it has the Chiddush of Lo Ischazik, Eidei Rechad is Neman, and also Biyado. It's interesting. The Safra Allah speaking about what? About the counting. That I saw in the Beis Meir that wonders about. Beis Meir, contemporary of Akiva Eger, he asks, Minoah de Irach Nemna fu eschazik yechasev yado. Where do we know that? The chitema besafra la, hazelo nishma mikra klal, kim shenemenes ala svira, and that's not called ischazik. Maybe the tvila needs eden. Maybe all you can believe her about is that she was shivanikian, but not on the tvila. He doesn't even understand how you could see that in the pasuk. And he wants to say, that once we know b'safra lo, lo is chazik, is believed, so the Gemara assumes that b'yada l'takein is considered like lo is chazik, and therefore we could extrapolate b'yada with his chazik from a lo is chazik. But it comes that b'safra lo itself is really not speaking to the case of b'yada. Well, Mashal thought that we could even get both from the pasuk, the safra lo, and what comes afterwards. But what do we do with this kash? So one answer that seems to be the Marik's answer, which Vega says and sends us to Marik, would be, and this is certainly going to be, like the Beis Meir couldn't imagine such an answer, because he couldn't even imagine that the pasuk itself is speaking to that issue. That's totally a svara, he says. But the Salka Daitach that we would consider Davashe Be'erva relates to the aspect of Nida that is a schazik, which is that? The tefillah. So the kamash malah, the whole kamash malah of a safra lah is don't consider Davashe Be'erva and therefore don't trust her on the tefillah. Kamash malah, the safra lah, she's doing on the tefillah. Both say, you see why it's a dochik, right? The Beis Meir couldn't even fathom that you could even learn out that chelik of being neman on the tzvila from b'safrullah. He wanted to say, that's only svara. All the Torah is talking about is b'safrullah that you believe are on the Shiva Nekiyim. Now he wants to make a vort that, no, like we've been saying, b'yada with ischazik is the same thing, like the Rav said, however you masber it, the same thing as a low ischazik without b'yada, the seder, it's only svara. But the Mashah thought that, okay, you can get that as well from the pasuk. The pasuk is telling me two things. It's telling me b'safrullah, believe on Shiva Nekiyim, and believe are on Tvila. Binogea the Shiva Nekiyim, it's a lo is chazik. Binogea the Tvila, it says chazik, it's biyada. But now we have a problem. What if you hold that it's chazik is not a problem in general? If Yedach, as Tosis asks, so then why didn't you suffer a law? Because I think it's a davar Shabba Erba, she wouldn't be believed. On what? On the Shiva Nekiyim, it's not his chazik. So davar Shabba Erba by itself, we showed from the beginning of Tosis, is not a problem in and of itself. And then, so we're left with the other half, which is not even explicit in the pasuk. So that's where you need the pasuk of the Safra Lah to believe her on the that she's believed on the biyada, even though it's ischazik and even though it's davar she'be'erva. Far from simple. So that forces us to try to maybe resolve this differently. And this is going to again allow us to revisit the question of why, in fact, do we require ischazik by davar she'be'erva, if this is in fact Tosfos Shita, as the Kibbeger assumes? So why is this true? Why is it that davar she'be'erva alone, you can have an eidacha believed, but only by ischazik with davar she'be'erva, that's... And we already asked another question. And if in fact we would say that ischazik is a problem everywhere, so ma bein davar she'be'erva l'sharis, we ask that kasha too, right? And if you say that by sharis surim an eidachar is neman against his chazik, okay, so then davar she'be'erva is more chamur that there with his chazik, and that's how Tosfos reads the Gemara. But now if I turn back to the other shita, the eidachar is not neman against his chazik isura, so then davar she'be'erva is also the same thing. So what's the difference? So originally we asked this kasha, we posed this kasha, we said nafkamin in terms of biyado. The biyado works only by shari surim, not by davar she'be'erva, unless it's a biyado of migo, which would work as well. But if it's a biyado of mafreya, migo mafreya, that would be. Rav Shlomo Hyman has a small piece on this. He asks the same kasha, and he has further nafkaminas. And this is where he says his yisod that we're going to speak out now. And this is how he resolves the stira within the two halves of the Tosfos. So, ma bein, again, this is another question on the table. Ma bein davar she'be'erva with his chazik to shari surim, if it's also only a problem, it's also a problem by ischazik isura. And the answer is, the halacha of ischazik isura being a barrier by shari surim is not the same lumdus as ischazik isura being a barrier by davar she'be'erva. Now let's explain. One could have said that it's basically the same idea. An eid echad is not believed against ischazik isura. So that's a shaila by shari surim, and by davar she'be'erva, we're saying that's when he's not believed. Meaning what? So the way the Ma'arik takes it, Because what the Eid is doing is trying to go against what we presume to be the case. He's going against this chazik issue. So the shayla is by Shari Surim, is he believed against coming up against this chazik, against the chazaka? That's the question. But Davar Sheba'erva, if he's coming to change the presumption of the Davar Sheba'erva, to change it to change from what we knew, then he's not believed. That's what the Marik says, and he wants to explain that because of the drasha itself. Davar davar mimamon. So this is how he starts. He says, "What's by mamon? There, one aid is not able to be motzi mamon, right? From one person to another, he can't be motzi mamon meches kasa." Says the Marik, "Afkan lohotzi isha mecheskas iser mecheskas het." You can't change the presumed status of this woman. By Davar Sheba'erva, it's a gather of going against the Ischazik. So the barrier by Davar Sheba'erva b'Ischazik is the barrier called Ischazik Isur. That's what prevents the aid from being believed. If that's the Havana, then I think we don't have a good answer except to say what we just fell back on and say, so the Nafkamina is only Benogeya, right? Benogeya, the case of the Tefillah, that's when you need the Pasuk to tell me that she's believed. But as far as the Shiva Nakim is concerned, it's not Ischazik. You're not going against Ischazik. It's not Becheskes Tidro Kosha. It's a big deal to Davar Sheba'erva, but you're not going against Ischazik. But if we understand it differently, it's not the idea that the problem is that you're going against Ischazik Yisura of the Davar Sheba'erva. It's the Haklal is Davar Sheba'erva needs Shnei Eidim. One aid is not enough. The only question is, how do I define a Davar Sheba'erva? When is something called a Davar Sheba'erva? If it's a Chazek Isura, then it's considered to be, you're speaking about a Davar Sheba'erva. If it's a Chazek Isura, then it's not considered that you're relating to a Davar Sheba'erva. It's definitionally, that's what it is. The barrier is the Davar Sheba'erva. The Chazek Isura is when you would define it as such. He gives you a nafkamina. We talked about the yado. He says, I'll tell you another nafkamina. When you speak about Ischazik Yisur by Shari Surim, and you say you can't be believed, so you need two Eidim. Do you need Bezdin? Do you need the two Eidim to be Magid Meid Bebezdin on that Inyan that's against Ischazik Yisur? See, he brings them in the Sivas. No. Just like an Eid Achanem Bisurim doesn't need Bezdin, he assumes. If you trust your family, they tell you, you don't need Hilchus Bezdin. You don't need Haggadah Seidus. You just need the aid to say, and you rely on the aid Echad. But it's not a lach of Haggadah Seidus to Bezdin. So even if you assume that you can't be believed against this Chazik Yisura, you need two. So you need two aid, you don't need Bezdin. But now if we talk about Davar Sheba'erva with this Chazik Yisura, it's not this Chazik Yisura that's the issue. This Chazik Yisura is just to frame what you're discussing, the subject matter, what you're speaking about as a Davar Sheba'erva. But Mimila, what's the halacha? Davar davar mimamon, b'shnei eidim, yagada bebezdin. So it's not just a nafkamina that biyadu doesn't work, as we said, but nafkamina fundamentally, if it's shnei eidim b'tzad bezdin. If that's the mahalach, I'll just read a little bit from here, he puts it here. If that's the mahalach, then therefore we have a simple answer to this kasha. If neither we call Davar Sheba'erva, the fact that Lamaisa it's not Ischazik Isura, so to speak, that she's going to see continuously that. But when you talk about this situation, clearly, what are you speaking about? She saw Dam, and I say she stopped. You're clearly speaking about Davar Sheba'erva. She was an Edom. So the lowest Chazik Yisurin that Tosa spoke about is only relevant in terms of the Eidach HaNem and the Yisurin issue of that you're going against this Chazik. You're going against this Chazik. No, you're not. Eidach B'cheskas Shetei Kosha. If the barrier is you're going against this Chazik Yisurin, it's not. It's not against this Chazik Yisurin. Because who says it? She'll see forever. So you can say she's not. So I didn't go against it. But if it's Chazik Yisurin, it's a way of saying that if it's not Chazik Yisurin, like the case of the Tshuvas Maimonides, right? Hareyab Kudesh Asli, and I clearly meant the other guy, the Mishaleach. So you're not speaking against Davar Sheba'erva. So that's why. It's okay. But over here, you're clearly speaking about Davar Sheba'erva. He's about a woman who is a Nida. So Mamela, Davar Sheba'erva is a Davar Sheba'erva. there are situations where it's only because it's Chazik Yisur that it becomes a Davar Sheba'erva. But a Kir, it is a Davar Sheba'erva by definition. That's what you're discussing. Give you a few of the words here. The imu davar she'be'erva v'lo ischazik ein apirus da'avi davar she'be'erva v'neman eirechad de'ein omer neged ischazik ela de'ein o nichlal klal tachas get davar she'be'erva v'avi k'mo shari surim u'mishmachi neman. So this is a mahalach, I think, that really, I think other akronim also go with this. Ruvein maybe, I didn't have a chance to look carefully, but it's a very different way of thinking of this whole topic of Ischazik Yisura by Davar Sheba'erva, the Beis HaLevi's issue, Ischazik Yisura by Eid Echad. Eid Echad, Davar Sheba'erva, Eid Echad, Ischazik Yisura is that you're going against Ischazik Yisura. By Davar Sheba'erva, even if you say that you need Ischazik Yisura, it's because only with that do you say that do we view what you're doing as relating to Davar Sheba'erva. But the Davar Sheba'erva is the issue. And that's why you need Shteidim and you need to be based in. And that's why the other doesn't work. But it's not the same issue, therefore the standards could change in terms of what you know, here it can be technically lo ischazik, but here it's still davar she'be'erva. But typically, if it's lo ischazik, it's not davar she'be'erva. This is the approach of Rav Shlomo Hyman and other achronim. Yeah, Avi and Daniel, yeah.
I think I'm a bit confused about such clarity. If a davar erva is always a davar erva, then how could Rav Kiva Eger ever have a case of a davar erva where you don't...
I gave you the case. The case of the Tshuvas Maimonides. A person was sent to Mekadesh and Isha for the Mishaleach, and he said, Harebu Kadeshes Li, and then he comes and tells us he clearly did not mean Li for himself, he meant Li for the Mishaleach. So that's a lois chazik yisura on the davar she'be'erva, which, if you hold, it's not a problem. It's okay for an eid echad if it's not davar, if it's not chazik yisura davar she'be'erva. That's okay. Believe to say I did not have in mind for me. I had in mind for mishaleach. So why is that? You could say because you're not going against this chazik. According to what you're saying now, it's not because you're not going against. It's because when it's lois chazik yisura, you're not discussing davar she'be'erva. You're saying. There was nothing here. There was no condition. There was nothing.
So is it similar to say davar erva renders how strong it is in different situations?
Ischazik Yisura can be relevant in viewing what you're talking about as a davar she'be'erva. But it's the problem is a davar she'be'erva, not the ischazik. Ischazik is just a way to frame it.
No, I'm saying it. In the case of the Shuv Maimonides, the davar erva in that case wasn't such a crazy
double era.
I'm like,
she's not Mikudeshes. He's saying there was never a Kedushin. It was all a joke. There was nothing happened here. It was not, for me.
Unlike in our case where the double era alone is.
She's an Ida. She was an Ida until now. So, of course,
so
it's a double era.
It just depends on how big the double
era
is.
Right, right. You know, if by definition the whole situation is double era, so the Lord's Chazik is not going to take it, not make it's clearly double era. He's speaking about a woman who was an Ida. So, by definition, it's a double era. So here, the Lo Ischazik is not going to take it out of that. But in a case like that one, like you say, so then the Ischazik can define something as Davar She'be'erva. Lo Ischazik is not Davar She'be'erva. Yeah. Wait, Daniel.
If we're saying that Davar She'be'erva is only Davar She'be'erva if it's Ischazik Yisura.
Yeah.
So why does the Gemara feel they need to say about Hafa Ischazik Yisura? Just tell me Davar She'be'erva.
Havi, that's no, because Tosis explains.
I don't know if you need to say those words, because I know
Davar She'be'erva. No, Hagufa. That's exactly you answered your own question. Because of this, that's exactly the Kuda. That's the Havi. The taking out the Vav is beautiful. It's very perfect. Because of Ischazik Yisur De'eshesich, why is it Davar She'be'erva? Why? Because of Ischazik Yisur De'eshesich. That's why we have Davar She'be'erva here, because of the fact that it's Ischazik Yisur. That's why talking about the get being Lishma is considered Davar She'be'erva, because you're coming to a situation where she's an Eishes Ish already, and now you're speaking about the kashrus of the get, which is going to allow us to view her not being an Eishes Ish. That is precisely why it's called Davar She'be'erva.
But you could say the Gemara could just answer, when is Eimer Damrina, when is it? It's only below Ischazik Yisur, but here it's Davar She'be'erva. Because we know that's Ischazik
Yisura. But the Gemara is explaining, okay. But the Gemara originally was alluding to the fact that Ischazik Yisura has its own problem that could be posed by Ishari Surin. So that's what Tosfos says is initially the Gemara's point. In other words, even mitzad the halachas of Eidach and then be Yisurin, there could be a barrier called as Chazak Yisurah for that. So that's what the Gemara initially presents it. And then the Gemara follows up with that, even if it's not a problem in its own terms in the world of Eidach and then be Yisurin, but here it's Chazak Yisurah, Deishas Ish, making it a davish of the Erev. So that's what the Gemara starts by saying, because it's really it is a kind of a follow-up kasha, but part one could have also been a problem if you don't assume like that law in the Gemara and Yavamis. So the Gemara starts with that. So even within Yachanem B'Yisurin, you have an issue. And even if that's not an issue by Yachanem B'Yisurin, but it's going to pose a problem because being a Ischazik Yisurin is going to define the Davish of the Erev, and then you're into the second problem. It's not the problem of Ischazik Yisurin anymore, it's Ischazik Yisurin making the Davish of the Erev. This is how that comes up.
So the other case, the Napkin Minute case, where it's just we don't actually know, but he's claiming there is no Kedushin here at all. So that we're saying is not Ischazik Yisurin because there was nothing there. We're saying she was a nida, so it's
that's
not
right,
just
that's,
relying on
that's
like,
right. That's
isn't
right.
Not just relying on the ischad, like ischad, like the cheskas nida that she was, and saying it's ischad.
Even though it's in other words, it's not called you're speaking against ischadik, but you're speaking about a davar sheva erva
because the chazaka. Why is it davar sheva erva? Because she was
no. But even if the chazaka is itself, that's exactly. But even though the chazaka is not a presumption that she's going to continue seeing, but to speak about this woman with Anida and say that she stopped seeing that.
Why doesn't I call this Ischazik Yisurah? Because we know that before anything happened, before she was Becheskas Tuma, and now
the fact that it's not that she's going to, even on the issue of not saying it's not about the Tefillah, even on the issue of Shivanakiyim, it's not against Ischazik, but it's speaking about it.
Davar Sheva Erev. Can we just say essentially that there was a Cheskas Yisurah on the. For the Shivat Kiyam.
It was.
And now 7 days later, she's speaking about something, and the Chazak
has
changed, but Maisa was defined already, like Rabbi saying, definitionally speaking, it was the case
I think
of
so. I think so. The fact that she's a Nida, he's speaking about a Nida, saying that she didn't sit down for 7 days. But she's speaking about, so the fact that there was. She wasn't either. Oh,
so there has to be an Ischazik Yisurah.
Yeah, but even
point.
If the even though the Ischazik Yisurah by standards of Ischazik Yisurah Ve'yachanem B'Yisurin doesn't have that type of gravity because it's not a sui, it could change, and this is the answer to the Yado as well. If you assume that the Yado takes away let's just follow up on the other Nafkamina, right? Rav Shlomo says Nafkamina in terms of Beisdin. Let's get back our Nafkamina. What is our Nafkamina? That when it comes to Shari Surim, when you have Ischazik Yisur, what does work against Ischazik Yisur by Shari Surim, the Yado? Even a biyado where it's not amigo. Even a biyado where right now you couldn't do it. But over here it doesn't change. What's the difference? So if biyado is a nun manus like the Rosh, Bailim, okay, that's not an issue. So that's only by Shari Surin, but here there's a din davar sheva erva. If biyado works because biyado says that is Chazak Yisurah, for me, I'm not going against it because that is Chazak Yisurah recognize the possibility that I could change it. So all I do is I say, yeah, I changed it. But the Ischazik Yisurah allowed for the possibility that I could be the one to undo it. So therefore, to say I undid it is not going against Ischazik. Ischazik accommodated that possibility. So then how come it doesn't work by Davar Sheva Erva by Ischazik? How come Biyadu doesn't work? The answer is it's a different lamdus. The Ischazik Yisurah of Shari Surim is that's the problem. You can't speak against Ischazik Yisurah. If the Ischazik Yisurah built into it is that it could be undone by me, so I'm not speaking against it. I am saying exactly what you yourself recognize could have been done. So it's not quote against Ischazik. I'm consistent with Ischazik because Ischazik lent itself to the fact that I could have. Masha Enkin, when it comes to Davar Sheva Erva, it's not the problem of the Ischazik Yisurah. It's the fact that it's a Davar Sheva Erva. Ischazik Yisurah is just a way of building and framing it as such. So therefore, Biyado can't speak to that. Biyado takes away Ischazik. Biyado is not going to change. It's a davar sheva erva. So therefore, you can't be believed. There's 1 8. Natan?
Yes, can
you
just explain one more time how that answers the question we had in Tosfos?
Yeah. So the question we had in Tosfos was that if Tosfos says previously that Nida is not called Ischazik Yisurah because she's not Becheska Shteiro Kosha, that means even on that which she says that she did not see, that's not against Ischazik Yisurah, because who says she's going to see forever? And yet Tosfos says, in the later Tosfos, that if I would hold that an Eid Echad is believed against Ischazik Yisurah, I still need the pasuk of the Sofra love, because I might have thought otherwise that Nida is quoted of Shebe Erva. And so what? Meaning that she wouldn't be believed to say that she had Sheva Nekiyat, because it's Davar Shebe Erva. But if Tosfos said before that it's not quoted as Chazak Yisura, and we prove from part one of Tosfos that it's Davar Shebe Erva alone is not requiring Shnayim, it's only Davar Shebe Erva in conjunction with its Chazak Yisura, and Tosfos said it's Chazak Yisura, it's not. So what kind of havmin would it be not to believe one aid? It's not as Chazak Yisura. That was the kasha minei Yavein Tosfos. And the answer would be that it's not the Ischazik Yisur of Davar Shebe Erva is a different mechanism than the Ischazik Yisur barrier vis-a-vis Shari Yisur. When we say that it would be a problem by Shari Yisur, it's because aid can be believed to say against this, that which we presume to be otherwise, Ischazik Yisur. When it comes to Davar Shebe Erva, the problem is the Davar Shebe Erva per se. Ischazik Yisur is typically what's necessary to build the case to view it as Davar Shebe Erva. But by Nida, even though we don't know that she's going to see forever, so it's not called he's saying against the Ischazik, but he's speaking about Davar Shebe Erva, certainly is. So therefore, in this case, it would be a Davar Shebe Erva problem in and of itself, even though it's not Becheskos Shetehei Roa Kosha.
Why is it still Davar Shebe Erva?
Because he's speaking about the Inyan of a Nida, of a woman. He's saying that she didn't see Dam. That's speaking about Davar Shebe Erva. If Nida is a Davar Shebe Erva, then to say that she didn't see Dam is to speak about Davar Shebe Erva. That's what you're doing. Because she was a Nida. So the fact that the Re'iyas Dam is not going to be that's going to dictate she's going to continue seeing, but to talk about the fact that this woman stopped being, that the flow stopped, is by definition, that's the whole context. That's what we're discussing. And if neither is a Davar Shebe Erva, then the whole topic is a Davar Shebe Erva. That's what she's discussing.
If it's no longer Ischazik, then maybe you'd say it's no longer within
the... Ischazik Yisura is vis-a-vis a case like the case of Shuvas Maimonis, where if you don't know anything about anything, and he gave a ring, and he said, Lee, and he tells you, you should know, I didn't think that it was for me, so then nothing happened. So then there was no context to view the comment of the Eidus to be a Davar Shebe Erva, because it was not, it were to be a Ischazik Yisura, then your Eidus is on a Davar Shebe Erva. If it's a Ischazik Yisura, then your Eidus is part of it. It's not a Davar Shebe Erva. It's not speaking about it. But here, that Anida is Anida. That's how I understand it.
But isn't that less about the Chazak and more about the context then?
Yeah. So Ischazik contributes to the context, but it's not the only thing that will frame it. You know, so Maisa, it is a Davar Shebe Erva because of what it is.
Doesn't this go very well with where Rebbe wanted to answer up a toast with how he learns the Gemara itself, with coming back.
That was earlier. With the Gears of Arayos Sheva Torah, and we asked, and if the Gemara's answer is that within Arayos Sheva Torah, if it's Lahatir, it's better, the Gemara comes back and says, no, it's Davar Shebe Erva. So what we tried to do, the same kind of thing over there, we said the Gemara initially thought that if it's Lahatir, it's... So what you're saying, it's not Davar Shebe Erva? Gemara says, no, but it is because... What?
The whole context.
Because the whole context is Davar Shebe Erva. So it's just because of Ischazik. Because of Ischazik. That was within that Gersa. Yeah. Something interesting. Uriel. Yeah.
But what earlier said yesterday was from the Ramban and the Ran, that when the Kovim come, they're not testifying on... It's not an issue of the Ishus, just because they're testifying to say that they weren't. So isn't that also the context of Ishus, though? That, so it should also be that same...
You're saying because the words of their Haggadah is that we were not Niskadesh.
I mean, that's why they're coming.
No, they're coming to say that we're not related to the woman that he wants to marry right now.
Right, but we need them in order
but
it, to...
Yeah, but the essence of the Eidus is that we are not Krovim to this woman. The way they say it is that we were not Niskadesh. So I think that that's still ultimately talking about Kurva, not about Ishus per se. Okay, Yesh Lodin. Now, this is clearly not everyone's approach. I'll give you a muscle. Rabbi Kiv Eiger, in the same Rabbi Kiv Eiger that is Medayik from part one of Tosfos, that what? The Tosfos holds that Davar Shebe Erva alone without his Chazak Yisura is not a problem. Right? That Rabbi Kiv Eiger, he built it out of part one of Tosfos. So, Behem Shech HaDvarim, he says, Ubezem Miyushev another Kasha. Now, this is very interesting because if what we're saying now is correct with Roshul Mahayman, then I don't know that this could be a good answer to this Kasha. But the Kiv Eiger did not learn this way. Kivega apparently learned, I think, like the Marik, that the issue is that by Davar Shebe Erva you can't speak against the Ischazik. We're saying something else. By Davar Shebe Erva, which could be defined because of Ischazik, that's the problem by itself. But he says, with his understanding that Tosfos clearly holds that that the davar of ever without his chazek, eight echad is believed. Ubezem the use of the following kasha, l'chora. The Gemara initially answers, ro b'kiyin hein. Tachachamim, everything is good. Ro b'kiyin hein. Then the Gemara follows up with Rav Meir, and then Gemara, Rav Meir is chayes u'miyuta. And then Gemara says, for the stam safin migma gmir. For the Rabbanan, we didn't need that. For the Rabbanan, we solved it right away by saying, ro b'kiyin hein. Why? Because Rabbanan are not chayes u'miyuta. Right? As for the Kibbe'eger, but the Gemara in Yevamos, even discussing the issue of Rov and Miut, Gemara says that even if you go after Rov, and you don't follow Miut, but if you have a Chazaka that is consistent with the Miut, so the cloud called Smoch Miuta L'Chazaka, take the Miut, combine with the Chazaka, and that neutralizes the Rov, and it's like Pago Pauga. So says the Gemara. Again, smoch miuta l'chazaka, take the mute that normally you wouldn't reckon with, but now attach it, latch it onto the chazaka, and that now counters the rove, and it's no longer viewed as rove, it's now half and half, pago pago. The Gemara mentions such an idea. As for the Kibbe'eger, so then, the Gemara is mashma, that for the chachamim, we solved our problem. We had a kasha, it's Chazik Yisur, Davar Sheba'erva. The answer is Ro B'kiyin Hein. I, Rav Meir, he's Chayes Shemiyuta. Oh, for him, we have to go beyond Ro. We need to say Stam Safin Migmagdim. For the Chachamim, all is good. Ro B'kiyin Hein. Why is it all good? Why not say Smoch Miyuta L'Chazaka? Take the Miyut that are not B'kiyin. Combine that with the Cheskef Eishesish. And now we're no longer can we follow the Rov? So ask Rabbi Kibbe'eger. So even according to Rabbanan, you can't suffice with Rov B'kiyin Hein. You should have to come on to this point of Stam Safin Mikmagmi, because Rov B'kiyin Hein won't suffice because Smoch Miyuta Chazaka, V'nasa Pago Palga. So why is everything good according to Chachamim? Says Rabbi Kibbe'eger, but now it's good. Now I have a perfect answer. Because what did I say according to Tosfos? That Davar Sheba'erva for itself cannot be a barrier for Eid Echad. It's only if you have Davar Sheba'erva in conjunction with what? With this Chazak Yisura. Says Rabbi Kibbe'eger, but if you're going to take the Chazaka and use it to create the Safik, because you're going to take the Miut and latch onto Chazaka to create the Safik, then you're going to be left, so to speak, with the Davar Sheba'erva without this Chazak. You can't double dip. You can't use this Chazak Yisura on the one hand to be the part of the problem of Davar Sheba'erva that's necessary if you've already used it up to create the Safik to begin with. In the words of Reb Kibbe'eger, he says, how come the Chacham also you shouldn't say Ro B'kiyin, the name of Smoch Mitul Chazaka, but say Yishlomar, the Rabbanan, the Mikoach Smoch Mitul Chazaka, Nasa Palo Palga, and Kain Havili Safik Belo Chazaka. If you're going to use the miyut to combine with the chazaka to make paga paga, then you're left with the suffix without chazaka because you pulled the chazaka out to create the suffix. So now you're left with the davar sheba'erva without his chazik. Tosfos will hold that's not a problem. In kain habi suffix below chazaka, then neman gami davar sheba'erva. But according to our mayor, that below chazaka chashin el miyuta nisha chazaka betakfo, and therefore the ekabi neman. In other words, you need a davar sheba'erva with chazaka to have a problem. For Rav Meir, you don't have to use up the chazaka because you have already choshen l'miyuta by itself. If you want to make for the chachamim a safik, you have to pull the miyut together with the chazaka. You have to pull the chazaka out to create the safik, make palo palga. So then, if that's the case, I'm left with the davar sheba'erva without his chazik, because his chazik of the that's necessary for the davar sheba'erva is already used up. You could say for there to be a problem to begin with, be a safik. You can't now create the safik out of the chazaka, and also use the chazaka as part of the reason why Eidach is not believed. If you're going to use the chazaka to create the palgo palga scenario of the suffix, then you have an Eidach being believed based on davar sheba'erva without his chazik. Now, all of this makes sense if the idea of why you need his chazik is because you need, without that, the Eidach is not being made against a chazaka by davar sheba'erva, and it's only a problem if the Eid is going against the chazaka. So you could say, but here the chazakas are very used up to make the suffix. So now it's not called Dav Eidachas against the chazaka. But if the idea of the ischazik is not itself the issue, ischazik is just a framing of the davish of the erva as such. So that doesn't go away. I mean, that doesn't go away. You can use the tzmach mid chazaka, but the fact is it's a davish of the erva because of the fact that it's ischazik isura. If it's a principle in terms of the kolim of what's going into the mix, then you can say, right, Kvega's mahalach is, the ischazik is already used up to put into the mix, to match with the miut, and now you have a suffix based on that. Now you don't have an eidachad against ischazik yisur by davish be'erva, it's just davish without ischazik. But if the ischazik of yisur of davish is not that, it's that together with davish be'erva, he can't speak against ischazik by davish be'erva. He can't speak by davish be'erva. What's a davish be'erva? If it's ischazik yisur, it's davish be'erva. That is what it is. It's not a principle that's mixing with the davish be'erva. It's just being koveya that's the davish be'erva. So even if you're going to use this chazik yisura to combine with the miyo to make pago pago, but it's still the same issue. It's davish be'erva. Kiv'ega rishi taso didn't learn this way, Rav Shlomo Haim Ezrahi. He understood, like the Ma'arik probably did, that the idea is that if you're being made by davish be'erva against this chazik to go to the change, to change the status, you're not nema. But if you take it this way, then this kasha is not answered. Kasha remains a kasha. Everyone hear that? Once we're on this, there's another angle to this also, and this is something to think about more carefully. We have been discussing so far the ischazik isura of davish be'erva. Yeah, please, Shlomo. Rab Meir is choshesh gemiyuta. The Chacham are not choshesh gemiyuta. The Gemara seems to run as follows: that according to the Rabbanan, we have a solution. Go bekin hein, and then go from there. Rabbanu huda atzvach, and everything that follows. Mishumigun akir Rabbanan. Rab Meir is choshesh gemiyuta. So we have to go one step further. It's not just ro bekin and stam saf migmagmiri. Asa bekiveger. But even according to Chachamim, I should have to come on to stam saf migmagmiri because ro bekin hein won't be enough. Because since there's a klal called smoch miut al chazaka, so if I have a miut and I have a chazaka, so that now creates a situation that there's no rov. It's like pago pago, it's half and half. So that's his kasha. So you should have to come on to the point of a mayor, even for the chacham, you have to come on to the point of stam safri, that's more than a rov. If it's just a rov, you're not going to be solving the problem because the miut and the chazaka can now combine to neutralize the rov. Says Rikiri, no, but it'll still be good because if you're using the chazaka to combine with the miut, then you'll be able to use the eidachad against davish be'erva. It's not against ischazik because its chazik isura is only with it, it's only a problem of davish be'erva with ischazik. But you're taking the chazaka, using it to make the suffix. That's that Rav Meir is fine because Rav Meir holds that the miut, the chazaka can remain what it was, and we still choshesh miuta. The chachamim only going to choshesh miuta if you combine it with the chazaka. So pull the chazaka out. And then you have a problem for the Chum too. No, you don't, says the Kiriga, because then you're not going to have the Chazaka for the Davish of Erva. And we're citing, no, we're quibbling with that, because if the idea is Chazak of Davish of Erva, it's not because it's another factor that now you can't testify there against this Chazak. It's just that you can't test against Davish of Erva. So then that's what it is. You can't say you used it up. Okay. Within this Chazak Yisur itself, this is another point I think you can glean from the Kiviger. This is worth, I just happened to see someone in the show this morning. He asked me what I'm learning. I said, I'm learning Beis on Beis and Gid. So he learned in Yeshiva Gol Pesek, and he said, I want you to know, Rashiv Rameir Stern, he learned Pshatas Chazak Yisura, and he told me what he said. What I'm going to tell you right now is L'chara, this other suggestion. This is, we're about to go. It would seem from a lot of the Lishonos, and Kibbeger and others, that the words is Chazak Yisura are in the same light as we speak about Rov, Chazaka, principles of Choshen Mishpat, Yeredeya, that the aid is not able to testify, if your holy is not believed, against a Chazaka. There is a Chazaka. Chazaka has weight. Chazaka is a principle that we know in Kol HaShas, Cheskas Eshesish, Cheskas Tameh, Cheskas Tor, Cheskas Yisra, Cheskas Heter, whatever it is. Koach of Eidachad is not going to work if he's going to be made against the Chazaka. And that's what the words could mean, is Chazak Yisur. What he was telling me this morning, and what I want to suggest, L'chur is maybe a different type. That this is not a Kloyah Sticker Inyan. When we say, we were in Gittin Beis on the days, Eidachad is not Neman against his Chazak, or Yivam is Peches. Maybe it doesn't really mean the notion of Chazaka of Kol Hashas. It's a local halach. It's a halacha that speaks specifically to the limited context of what where it appears here. Eid echad neman v'isurin, but not if it's ischazik isura. Not because it means that the eid is not allowed to be made against a chazaka. It's a limitation in the very premise called eid echad neman v'isurin. Let me explain. L'mashal, let's take Rashi. Hemina Torah kol echad v'echad on a fashas truma and shchita and so on. The lashon of Rashi in Yevamos, right? If you have that lashon of Rashi, Rashi's language samchinan ale, or before that vahavadei pshitalan, right? The samchinan ale kozman shelo nechshad. The language is very much of a parva language. Like, what is Eidach Nambi Surin? Nemon. A nemonus, a full weight of nemonus. Yay, we know he's saying the truth. Is that what it is? Or, he's not nechshad, mechad teisad, to think he's lying. He said Eidach, but the Torah gave him credibility. He says, okay, Zozayn, rely on him. Lashon of Rashi, Pshita Samchinan Alei, Kozman Shalom Nechshad. Otherwise, he's not going to be eaten by your friend. Says the Gemara, but no. When does that make sense? That leave him alone. Don't suspect. Don't question. If we're talking about a level playing field, if we don't have any reason to think any presumption otherwise, we don't have. So he's coming in, saying what it is. He's not. He doesn't have a. He doesn't have a status of being chashid. He's not known to be a liar. So some chinale. However, if we're talking about a situation where we see something to be a certain way, and he's trying to tell us the opposite of what we thought. This is not the klal of chazaka. It's not the klal of he's not neman against chazaka. This is that, in that extent, you need a greater nemanus. You can't just say, mechatesi is lying. No, but we see otherwise. L'masha, the Gemara gives the masha over here. The Gemara says, nidami. Hasam, what is chazak yisur? How is chazak yisur deshes ish? The Gemara is now giving the prime example of ischazik yisur. What is it? Chaticha devadei chelev. Comes the aid and says, "Bari li the shuman havi." I know it's not chelev. Now, what does that mean? He's going against the chazaka. What do you mean against the chazaka? He's saying the chazaka changed? What is he saying? That piece that you thought was chelev, not that it became shuman, what is he saying? It never was. So is that called speaking against the chazak? He's saying it's not chum. It's against what our preconceived notions were about. But is that the same thing as saying he's come to change the chazak? Cheskas ishes ish. Cheskas mikudeshes. That means that the chazak says what it was is what it will be, and unless we know otherwise for sure, comes the edus, so the edus says it was nishtana. Chazaka says status quo, leave things where they were, they didn't change. Comes the other, Namanus, and says it did change. Here it's not that at all. It's that he's saying it never was Chelev. It was always Shuman. Not that it changed. He's saying, but the answer is, but it's not about going against the Chazaka. It's that when he's coming in and trying to tell us that we have a certain understanding. We have a preconceived notion that it's a certain. It is chelev, and he's coming to tell us it's shuman. They're ready. I need more than just neder. It's not just we can rely on him. We can rely on him if it's just we don't know. Okay, the Torah relies on a person. Kasher's kashrus tell us. But if we already are thinking something else, then we need more than neder. So it comes out that the idea of ischazik yisura might actually not line up perfectly with the notions of chazaka and rest of shas. Another, maybe a smach to this, is in the Me'iri here. The Me'iri entertains a possibility that shchita is not ischazik yisura. Rashi had a kasha from shchita, right? Rashi had to answer biyada, and we had to figure out how does that give us a right eidach and bisurin. What's this ischazik yisura of shchita? That it was, okay, in a zavuach, or ever menachai. The Me'iri has a whole arichas here, back and forth. Is it really a schazak yisura? Shema tomar, b'shchita shenemar, Neman lahatir mashu huchsak the iser. Ukin kmosha amru bechema bechaya becheskos isro medes. So it is. It's against the chazik. Tirtzuba keva the chazina demisa iser evna chayasa mimena. Barelo huchsak ba iser acher. What was the chazaka of before when it was alive? Evim minachay. It's not alive anymore. So those who want to learn that the Gemara says there in Chul and Dafyur that behema bechaya is becheskas iser medes is evim minachay. So. But now it's a different iser. The answer is machzikin me iser iser. Now you had an iser before, and now it's an iser maybe nevela wasn't shechted properly. So we can use the iser v'nachai and translate that. That's the Gemara. But the Meiri is working with that and saying, okay, therefore it's not called as chazik isura for the eid echad. But the Gemara says it is called beches. Whatever you're going to say, the Gemara calls it becheskas iser omed. It says a cheskas iser. If Rashi learns there evim v'nachai, it is an iser mitzat chazaka. The Meiri is thinking, no, now we don't see Evim Nachai. Then he asked, but what about in a Zavuach? But meanwhile, if the Gemara is willing to say it's called Becheskas Iser Evim Nachai, even though now it's no longer alive, so how can the Meiri say by our purposes, for our purposes, differently? It's against the Gemara in Chulin. The answer is, it's a different issue of Chazaka. That's being a support to what we're saying. Because the Gemara in Chulin is discussing in terms of Hilchos Chazaka, Achi Vada Ramen Nishchata, that's the Chazaka of Kol HaShas. So Lemaisa, if we have an Iser Evim Menachai, and we have a possible Iser of Nevela now, Machzikin the Iser, that's called the Chazaka de Meikara exists, even though it changes, it morphs from the Evim Menachai to a different Iser, that's also called Becheskes Isro Medes for what the Gemara is discussing. If it's a suffix in the Shechita, so we have the Chazaka, the Meikara, Evim Menachai, and we don't know if anything changed because Machzikim Isro Isro, that's the Gemara. But what's our context? Eid Echad Nemen B'Isurin, but not where it's Ischazik Isura. Says the Meiri, maybe Shechita is not called Ischazik Isura because Evim Menachai, but now it's Shechted. So, in other words, so if you see an animal now, I don't see it against a presumption because it's shechted. I don't see Evim Menachai in front of me. So therefore, from the angle of what we're talking about, maybe it doesn't have to match up to the standards of Chazak of Kol HaShas. Again, a bit of a support to this. Again, Rabbi Kiv Eger, I don't think understood this way. The same Rabbi Kiv Eger that we just read, that he wants to use Smoch Mitu Chazaka, he's playing with the principles of Chazak of Kol HaShas, and that's what Eirach and Nambi Surin and his Chazak Surin have to do with. One could have said, again, apparently I'm not alone, is that maybe the Ischazik Isura of Eirach Nambi Surin is a local principle in terms of how far you can go with relying on the Eirachad. If he's coming to say a situation where the preconceived notion is otherwise, not necessarily the principle of Chazaka, not because you come to Mishan of the Chazaka. When he says the piece of meat is Shuman, always was, he's not changing the Chazaka, he's just changing what we thought about it. But that itself could be a problem vis-a-vis this inyan of Eirach Nambi Surin. These are the two nekudas I think that's worth considering further, and you can try being raised l'kan l'kan. But this is Ischazik Isura, and this is the inyan of Ischazik Isura, and the inyan of Davar Shebe'er with Ischazik Isura. One more point, and then we'll take questions, and maybe on the next Tosfos. The Ramban, of course, doesn't like this whole mocker of Tosfos of Esafra La. Right? The Ramban has 2 points why he thinks it's not a good raya. Right? Then he brings Tosfos at the end. What does he say? Either he says that that's different for the reason that mitochshin and menes al atzman and menes gam lebaila. You have to know what he means. She's nemes on herself, that she's not tamei. Mela, it can carry over to the relations with well to her husband, so that it's a reason why it's different. Tzarech bi'ur, what this means, just to have it. And the other answer is, it's very impractical to figure out, to have Eidim that are going to be made that she didn't see, and therefore, that must be its own inyan that you can't extrapolate from there to anywhere else. So the Ramban didn't feel that would be a good makar, and then he brings Tosis himself, who does say otherwise. But this is important inyan also, whether in fact this is the makar. Rashi's makar seems to be, again, Maisim B'chol Yom or whatever, and Tosis is V'safra La. Okay, Aryeh and Avi and Yisrael Gabriel, yeah.
So that's not going to really make sense if you hold by Eino Zevuach, or that only makes
No. The Be'iri starts with Eivan Achai, then he comes back to Eino Zevuach. Eino Zevuach, it's right now Chazech. It's against what we know.
The fact that he considers Eivan Achai must be...
Yes, he gives Eivan Achai, but he says it's not that way now. But the Gemara uses Eivan Achai as the paradigm for Becheskas Yisrael Medes. How can you look at us and say, now it's not even not Chai? The answer is, that's the sugya in terms of Chazaka. This is a sugya of Ischazik Yisura of Eirechav. Maybe it's not the same thing. I'm not saying a full-blown chabura on the topic. I'm just saying, if you want to make one, these are building blocks to do it. You know, but Lumaisa, something to think about. You read the sugya in Gid Beis and Beis, ask yourself the question, does Ischazik Yisura of Eirechav and Yisurin match up with the klolim of Chazak of Kalashas, or is it more of a local inyan within the notion of Korechav and Yisurin? That's what we're considering. So.
Isn't it like similar to my rig? Like, I feel like it's the same thing.
Yeah.
It's like we can, let's say we think it's Shuman. We think it's Kasher, and then we say, Chalev, and say, no, it's Shuman. It was never, it's the same thing. It's saying, like, is he strong enough to believe?
Right. Is he strong enough to tell us that it's not what we thought? Right, so that's exactly it. By him telling us it's not what we thought, it's not the same thing as saying he's saying against the Chazakah. He's the question is, can you rely on him in a vacuum? It's one thing. It's once the variables start changing, so maybe there the Torah didn't rely on him. There's something of an emunah that he brings, but it's not full ironclad. Yeah, he's not chashud. Why would he lie? Okay, it's one thing. We don't know anything. Once we are already presuming something, it's chazik isura in our mind, or the other way around, that it's maybe it's a different story. I'm just thinking now. I'm reminding Lamasha. I'll give you one other, maybe a minor welcome on this relating to this inyan. Rishonim bring a raya, bring a gemara, ishto zinsa be'ed echad. So an aid says that a woman was mizana. So. They bring a raya. The Ramban brings that as a raya. The Ramban is more explicit that davar she be'erva without his chazik is a problem. You can't have one aid because why? Because the aid says ishto zinsa ishto zinsa. So they have a raya from that. That's the Ramban. The Ramban says that since the Ramban without bringing the Gemara explicitly, that's what he means. The Ramban brings it in the Furis that the aid achad says ishto zinsa. So he's not believed. So they all ask, why isn't it called Ischazik there? Ischazik what? What do we presume? Ischazik Hetera. All right, she's presumed to be mutter to the husband. And the Rishonim, I bring a raya that you see, the Rosh Be'erva is already a problem without Ischazik. Ischazik Hetera. So could be there is no such thing as Ischazik Hetera. You have to know. In the Shach we saw yesterday, the other day, views it as a real Ischazik Hetera. We usually do assume it's Ischazik. But it could be the way we're saying now, it's better. Because Pshat is, I understand from Kli Chazaka, there's a cloud called Ischazik Hetera. From the perspective of Echanan B'Yisurin, do we think there was any issue here? He's coming in a vacuum. We don't know anything. He comes in and says, by the way, Ishto Zinsa. So from the perspective of the Ischazik Isur or Ischazik of an Eirach HaNan B'Yisurin, would you view this as we have preconceived notions? And we don't have preconceived notions. We don't. So that's the Rishon and that's what Rishon is saying. So you see that Davar She'Be'erva is a problem even without Ischazik because he's not believed because there's no Ischazik. What do you mean there's technically Ischazik at Teira? But the issue is not whether a Chazakah exists from the perspective of Hilchas Chazakah. It's about whether the aid is coming in and coming and countering what we know to be a case. So in that regard, he's coming in with a blank slate. We don't know anything. And yet he's not believed. That's the raya of the Rishonim, that Davar She'Be'erva alone without his chazik is also a problem. So another marimakam, if you wanted to weave together for this issue. Does his chazik in our sugya have to match up to his chazik of chazakis in general? That he's learning differently. He's going with the traditional, conventional approach.
So
granted.
We wouldn't be able to, according to this opinion, that we just said that it's not close to that idea. So then you really couldn't combine Chazak at all.
I think it's right. The way we're saying it, first of all, we have 2 points of the Kivega. Number one, that the Ischazik of Dorosh of Erba is not the same Ischazik as Shari Sumi. It's Ischazik to define it as such. So then the Kivega's solution doesn't work. But we also see the Kivega that he's taking Ischazik, Isura, in the same vein as Chazakas of Kolashas. And that's the natural, more Mekubal approach. What we're saying here is a little bit more Mechudesh, but you know, there's what to say. Just a different way to think about the whole Inyan. Okay, one more. We'll start at least on the Tosis of... Someone else had a question? Sorry, go.
Yeah, the way we suggested what's happening with this classic, the way that we suggested for Akiva and the others, that he can testify to Chazaka, does that vary based on what type of Chazaka it is, or is any Chazaka?
There is a Bekinega and Suvis that distinguishes between two types of Chazak. There's a Chazaka that tells you Vadai about something, there's a Chazaka that tells you don't make waves. He has it in discussion to like, if you, I'll give you a muscle, this is where I can tell you also how he understood our Gemara. If an Eid Echad is not Neman against his Chazak, Yisura says the Gemara, says the Bekiv Eger, Ruba v'chazaka, what's stronger? What's the cloud? Ruba v'chazaka, Ubadim. So the Bekiv Eger says, wait a second, if that's the case, the Suva at the end of first parak in Suvas. If an Eidach is not Neman against Chazaka, then L'chur, it's a Kavachomer, the Eidach should not be Neman against what? Against the Rov. And he has a Kasha from a Gemara. He has to start distinguishing two types of Rov, two types of Chazaka. That question is working with what basic assumption? That when we read our Gemara, Eid Echad against Ischazik Yisura means Rov again, Eid Echad against a Chazaka, the principle of Chazaka of Kolashas, and then he says, well, Rov is higher than that, then it should follow that Eid Echad is not Neman against the Rov, and then he has to figure out an answer to the Kashas. The way we're learning, the way we're proposing now is maybe the whole issue doesn't start, because the issue of Ischazik Yisura is not the issue of Chazaka, it's about within the context of Eichan and Bisurin. If we thought otherwise, then we can't necessarily accept what he's saying, because we consider it to be otherwise. Not mitzad huchas chazaka. It doesn't have to always match up. But ishta zimsa be'ed echad. We didn't think of anything. It's not that there's cheskas heter. So that's where echad maybe would be naman, but the answer is davar shel erva. That's the issue over there. But other than that, it's not called ischazik. The Kveger is taking it as an Eid Echad up against the Chazaka. The Marik as well. The Marik says, even my Davar shel Erva, you're coming to me to change the Chazaka. You're coming to against the Chazaka. We're saying the Lashna Gemara Yevamis, it never was Chelev. It was Shuman. That's not changing the Chazaka. That's saying that it's Shuman, it always was. Okay, but the answer is, we thought otherwise, therefore we don't give you an Amanus for that. We need something stronger. Eid Echad and Bisur in the second Dibur. This is its own world, just to start it. Hiksha Rabbeinu Tan. So this is a Gemara's Teretz to the Kasha of, right, of how can you believe we buy Trey? Need the Hav Kachi Batorah and Bisurin. Hiksha Rabbeinu Tan. Machu Vizos. What's the answer? Is he Surin? Ika get Yochiach. Shetzarach Chos Mabishnayim. Wow. Ika get. The get itself is a star that creates gerushin, and you need yizkayim b'chosma, right? They're chosma. There are two edim signed on the get. If it's as simple as you're saying, that the inyan of talking about the kashrus of the get, to talk about lishma, suffices one aid because it's considered isurim, so then why would the get need two edim? And essentially, Tosis is asking that if this is all correct, Eid Echad and Bisur, you categorize the issue relating to the kashrus of the get as a matter of Isurin, then what should be by a get? It should be sufficient. We're having one Eid. Wow, is that really correct? But get is a star. It's a star. It serves as a, to create Gerishin. It serves as a Rayon Gerishin. Doesn't a star need Shnei Eidim? Tosis is assuming. If the Inyan that the Shtar is discussing is a matter that one aid can give me what I need and have nemanus, then the Shtar can be made with one aid. That seems to be the kash. So we have to discuss this, exactly what this means, but that's what it sounds like in the kash, because otherwise you should have one aid on the get, not two. So if you see two, it must be that this is not just Stam Isurin, but it must be what the Gemara is going to say a few lines later, that what is this all about? What is it? It's not just Stam Isurin, it's Davar Shebe'erva, and therefore that's exactly why you need Shnei Edim on the Shket, and therefore what are you asking? How can you say Achnam Isur? It's how the Gemara have said what it said. This is a kasha. This would be the words of the Teretz. Tosis answers the Tirek's real time answer, Dachi Kamar. The Gemara means like this. The Eid Echa Neman B'Yisurin B'Kehai Gavna. Now, as you understand, in general, getting each Nayim, and it's Davar Shebe'erva, and it's everything else, but B'Kehai Gavna She'ikir HaGet Nasekvar. The main get was already made. B'Shuv Ein Tzarech El Gili Musa Leida Im Rishma Nichtav. You just need to verify that was Rishma. So therefore, it's just a limited Indian that you need to find out. What is Tosis Teretz? That's the Isurim, that's what Gemara means. This prat suffices one aid. Okay, so now how to read on the Gemara? Oh, no good. Imadam Yerachnem Isurin, Chaticha, Dara. Tolo is Chazak Isura. Avrachad is Chazak Isura. So you can't be believed, it's Chazak Isura. And even if you are believed, it's Chazak Isura, Tosis says, but what's over here? Davar Shebe'erva. But you're just saying it's only a prad. It's only Gili Milsa. So what's the Gemara coming to Davar Shebe'erva? Is it only Gili Milsa? So then what's the Kasha afterwards? What's changing? What's the Shaka V'Tarya revolving around? What was the Gemara thinking initially, according to Rabbeinu Tam's answer? And what's coming with the Kasha afterwards? So all these things have to be elucidated. What exactly is, where does Shtar fit into all of this? Where does Tosa think about what a Shtar requires? Why is Tosa assuming that in asking the Kasha that you can have a get with one aid? And then Tosa says, no, granted, you're right, you need to, but this is a prat within the get. Okay, so then what's the kasha afterwards? Davar Shebe'erva, it's only prat gili musa within the get. Like, what do we make of this? Okay. Just doing it tomorrow, I guess. Okay. Let's see. Yeah.